It is Thursday afternoon, everyone. I'm Andrew Dowd with Sunders & Associates, and it is time for another Happening in the Hamptons podcast, our weekly breakdown of the Hamptons market, new listings, and events on the East End. And we have come to Labor Day weekend.
Labor Day weekend. Here it is.
The end. The unofficial end to summer. I actually think September is one of the nicest months out here.
Oh, no doubt about that.
But yeah, nonetheless, it is Labor Day weekend. And we are joined today by Steve Glick, as always, Dave Retainer, and today, Lee Minitry, the commercial real estate expert here at Saunders. Lee, over 30 years experience?
Yes, sir.
Selling commercial real estate. So he knows a thing or two. And Steve has some interesting numbers related to commercial real estate. So Lee, before we ask you a couple questions, I want to toss it over to Steve.
Yeah, Lee, it's good to have you, the commercial real estate expert. So looking at the numbers of the data from, you know, we're looking at commercial real estate, the first half of 2021 versus 2020, sales transactions in the commercial real estate sector was up 88%. 88% more commercial real estate sold the first half of 2021. The dollar volume was up 41%. And if you look at just the second quarter numbers alone, the second quarters, there were 13 sales transactions in commercial real estate, which is up 160% from the second quarter of last year. So obviously, there's a lot of activity in that commercial market. You know, it's like going crazy this year.
And it's interesting because, I mean, we've talked for
I thought commercial was like going to go down because of coronavirus.
But so what are you saying? Why is this happening this way? Why are these numbers the way they are?
Well, it looked like they were going to go down in the beginning.
Were you scared in the beginning?
Sure.
I
pulled back in the stock market, took my, some money out and thought, it was going to, we were going to have no business. We were going to be slow and the stock market was going to be down and, it was going to be a problem everywhere. But lo and behold, I mean, in the beginning, I had a restaurant that was trying to sell their lease, and Wolfer in Sag Harbor. Sag Harbor was probably the hottest town out here. We had it listed for $500 once COVID hit. They wanted out, and we sold it for much, much less than that. Was thinking, restaurants were going to have a terrible year, as it turned out. It was a boom year for restaurants for a number of reasons. Although their capacity might have been reduced, they did allow a lot of outdoor seating that it would have never been allowed. There was a big uptick in takeout. And I think the biggest factor was the amount of people that were out here in the off season, which is normally very long and very slow. In the past years, normally everybody made their money in the summer and then just kind of survived in the winter.
Well, we're seeing businesses and restaurants remain open all year round.
Which
was great for someone that works out here year round to be able to go to these restaurants.
Point, though, a lot of restaurants are having a hard time finding workers. My wife works for the Nick and Tony.
That's an issue now here and everywhere. And that has caused some restaurants to, have to close down a day or two because they don't have the staff or not, have as many tables as they normally
do. So what businesses were you seeing coming out here? Like who's taken, why is the commercial real estate up 88%? Who's taking these
places? Well, I think once a lot of people came out here, they look to invest in where they're living so they can be near their assets. A lot of them will probably, with the stock market and interest rates being so low, looking for a better return on investment, and real estate is a good place to do that.
Mm-hmm. What was the industry? Was it a lot of medical coming out here?
Well, there were a lot of doctors retail? In the beginning that, looking for short-term rentals. You had dentists, dermatologists. Lots of doctors say, my people are out here now. I want an office.
Right. So they were leaving the city and opening up a satellite office?
They wanted to open up a satellite office here. There were some longer-term plays that we were...
I didn't think of that one. They had to set up shop.
Their
customers.
Sure, their customers have left the city. They got to follow their customers.
they go, too.
And a number of them actually ended up buying offices.
Right.
So there was a big demand for medical offices. There were a lot of guys who were looking to just rent a small office and get mm-hmm. out of the house, you know, something okay. like that. You know, we did a rental to a big hedge fund in Southampton, a 4,000 square foot office on a longer term lease. A lot of them were looking for shorter term leases.
What about retail? Like
retail going crazy.
Retail is going crazy.
Yeah, very. With everybody out here, everybody wants yep. to be out here. There were the normal people looking for pop-ups, you know, probably as many, if not more than ever. There weren't many pop-ups available. Where normally after the end of 2020, after Labor Day, normally a lot of people vacate mm-hmm. those rentals, and yeah. oftentimes landlords would be stuck with a dead period, say, between Labor Day and when they can rent for the next season. You know, somebody who wants to get in for the next season, they're not going to go in September. They're going to go in March and April. So often landlords had that period where they weren't making any money. They weren't getting rent.
Are there still good opportunities now for someone to come in?
Well, the problem is that a lot of people extended their leases at the end of the summer instead of vacating because they saw everybody was going to be out here, and they continued. So business became good year-round, and you've probably heard the stories. A number of landlords, since they saw people were making money, tried to jack the rent up. So
that's the thing. I mean, if you don't have if you're running a restaurant or whatever, and you don't have a good symbiotic relationship with the landlord, it's like
you normally have a longer-term lease. Right. I mean, the way the restaurant leases work around here, there's so few spaces. You don't just go in and get in a restaurant. You either have to pay key money to the owner of several hundred thousand dollars, which is basically a right to lease the property, or you buy somebody out of their lease. So when you're doing those sorts of things, you're normally making a long-term commitment.
So if you're a restaurant owner and you're running, like you're running, you want to sell your restaurant today and you don't own the building,
you can sell
your lease.
Can you
walk away with real money? You can sell your business?
Sure. I mean, depending on the location and the business.
Wow.
John Pappas is on the market right now.
That's
John Pappas. $1.3 million, which is a big number.
Just for the business.
Business equipment and the lease. You know, most people, though, are going to want to change the names themselves. They're right. basically looking for the lease
right.
and the equipment.
So people are looking long-term. I mean, they're not seeing this...
They're looking long-term and short-term. A lot of the rental action right at the beginning of COVID was shorter-term. Mm-hmm. But now we did put Cornell Weill Medical in imaging in the building in Southampton on a long-term lease. They built it out. Previous to that, NYU Medical had leased and they finally opened up this year, but that lease has been in place before COVID. So a lot of people ended up coming out looking for net lease properties, which are basically income-producing properties. So a number of those sold out here. Those are the inventory there is kind of low right now. Typically, those are driven by 1031 exchanges, which... You know, they're trying to defer taxes. They've sold another asset, and they're looking to buy another asset to defer the taxes.
So, Lee, take out your crystal ball and tell us the future of commercial real estate in the Hamptons. Where do you think it's going? What's going to happen out here?
Well, a lot depends on what happens with COVID. You know, I mean, the way it looks right now, I think we're going to have another busy off season.
Yeah. Great.
I do too.
That's fun. I mean, I love when everything's open.
We had talked a lot too with how hot the market had been that people were making this their primary home. So, you know, do you think that
it makes sense that they're going to make it their primary business area too?
Well, exactly. Yeah. And as you said, you know, businesses, doctors, right? They're kind of following their client base out to where they're living now. It's like, doesn't, you know, if you have a lot of people that were in the city, now they're all out here.
Well, with the office concept changing, where you can work remotely, and obviously that works now. I think a lot of families are figuring out, hey, we can live out here full time, and whoever, the husband or wife, can go into the city just two or three times a week right. instead of being there full time.
But you said something interesting earlier. You were like, you sold a building to a hedge fund.
Well, they rented a long-term lease.
Rent.
Do you think the hedge funds are going to start creeping out here?
That's going to be hard to say.
You think it's only COVID? You think if COVID goes away, then everyone's just going to flood back to the city? You don't think that people are enjoy working from home in these businesses?
No, I think they will. It's just a question of how much it is. Yeah. I mean, last January, you had a tough time getting a reservation.
Yeah.
On a Saturday night. Anywhere, yeah. You know, where in the past you could go wherever you wanted. And so,
right.
I mean, it's just crazy. But the market, you know, there's some other things going on. I mean, Sag Harbor has been very hot with what's going on with Bay Street there.
Yeah.
I had a building that came on the market and we sold it in 2 weeks. We had multiple bids.
Wow.
You know, it's just stuff like this is, you know. I mean, the commercial is following the residential in that, you know, it's crazy busy.
And we're getting
inventory's getting depleted.
There's a lot of real estate agents in the Hamptons, right? There's over 1,000. But I can only think of like 5 commercial real estate agents. Like, how did you find that niche? Like, how did you fall into it? Because...
I've been doing this for 30 years, and I mean, I was formerly in the newspaper business, so yeah. I know, and I grew up here, so I know all the business people. I worked at the East Hampton Star, selling advertising for 10 years. At the time, I was selling real estate as well and managing the advertising for a real estate company. I was trying to buy my land, so it was like... how many jobs you have, Mon? I had, I was selling advertising at the Star. I was managing the advertising for a company. I was selling real estate and I was bartending, catering for Loaves and Fishes. So, trying to buy a piece of land.
Right.
So, I worked for the Star for 10 years. I saw an opportunity. I started another newspaper, The Independent. So I ran that newspaper for about 13 or 14 years before I left and sold real estate full time.
And why commercial? You just knew all the business
people. I became pegged. I know the business people, but I did a big commercial deal. I sold Watermill Lumber for a big number and became known as the commercial guy. I'd always roll with it at that point. So, I mean, I've sold some big houses and stuff too, but for whatever reason,
you sold my dad's building.
Yes,
you
I
sold
did.
My dad's building.
So, you know, I was a director of Southampton Chamber of Commerce for a couple of years, so I know the business community, and you know, that's.
So you're the go-to guy for commercial real estate.
He really is,
hands down.
So how does this last year then compare to what you've seen over time? I mean, it's been crazy.
It will probably be. It'll be close, but you know, because I've had a couple things fall through. But it will probably be my busiest year ever.
That's crazy.
Good for you.
Of all those years. So, but normally commercial inventory is driven by partner breakups. Deaths, divorces,
Right. If you have a successful business going in the Hamptons, why would you ever sell it?
There's always things happening. But it's interesting, commercial industrial property is very, very difficult to come by now. There is one piece of raw land on this side of the canal with... the town cracking down on people parking commercial vehicles in their, you know, driveways and stuff. There's a lot of people looking for commercial property, and there's not very much of it. All the comprehensive plans are really geared toward residential property. So, it's interesting there.
It's an uphill battle, you're doing a business. Out here.
Yeah, but as you can see, there's a lot of money to be made. Yeah. Just look at the trade parade coming out every day. You know,
but that's, I mean, like, to your point, though, I mean, look, the year-round sense that you get from being out here, that more people are making this a year-round home is certainly driving, right, the commercial side.
Benefits everyone.
Right.
So let's talk about what's happening out here. It is, as we said, Labor Day.
Yeah, this is Labor the one. Weekend. Yep. All right, so my top three picks. Well, good luck with getting a reservation. I don't know what to tell you about that, but if you haven't made your reservation for dinner, just a picnic on the beach is always a good idea, something like that.
But yeah, you don't have to pay for those reservations.
But in terms of events, this Sunday is the Hampton Classic Grand Prix, which is the ultimate place to be. You got the big tent and all the food, and it's everyone piles in there. I've been to that many times. Can't recommend it enough. The Hampton Classic Grand Prix is the ultimate symbol of the end of summer. It's like the one symbol of like, okay, it's Labor Day weekend, it's time to go.
So, I thought Tumbleweed Tuesday was.
You can't say
Tumbleweed. I don't know if we're going to have it anymore.
Now it's like party time Tuesday. So that's the Hampton Classic. Then in West Hampton, the West Hampton Beach Performing Arts Center is presenting that Motown band. And from what I listened to, they're a pretty friggin' good band. So that is this Saturday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. if you find yourself in West Hampton, which is such the street. I mean, I can't believe what they did with the Main Street there.
Yeah, West Hampton is a great downtown. Awesome.
And then you have the Hamptons Fine Art Fair in Southampton. That is going all weekend long. That's that guy, Rick Friedman. He's been doing that forever with the big, art. Like 70, I think it's like 70 national and international galleries are there. All the local galleries are there, but also like major international galleries. It's a major, major thing.
That brings up, did you see the number of galleries that came out here during COVID?
No, but
unbelievable. Yeah,
all the art galleries.
All the art galleries followed everybody out here like never before.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Never before.
Yeah. Well, so, I mean, you go to this, I know a little bit about the art business. And you go, this is like you, if you're an art gallery, you sort of have to be at this fair, especially locally. Mm-hmm. And it's so funny. Like you walk around and you'll see a painting that's like, $180,000 or something, and it'll be like a red dot indicating it's sold. Like it's a big business. They really sell a lot of art out here. It's wonderful. There's so many amazing local artists. So that's going on this weekend. You can also check it out just for the fun of it if you're not in the market to buy art. It's just a good thing to go to and buy a ticket to, and it's not expensive to go to. So that's what's going on this weekend.
Nice. We also want to get a check of the numbers. This is residential.
This is residential, okay. Yeah. So over the past week, there are 48 listings that went into contract from West Hampton to Montauk. And when you compare it to 2020, there were 72 listings that went into contract. So you look at the past year, that's a decrease of 33%. But last year, it was very busy out here. But 48 listings is very strong. We've been seeing a lot of 30, so we're now seeing this uptick. And we typically see that in the third quarter coming in strong.
And there were a couple big ones
too. Yeah, there was a lot of big ones that went into contract. The breakdown, there was, one over 20 million, four between 10 and 20 million, four between 6 and 8, one between 4 and 6, nine between 2 and 4, and 29 under 2 million. And we're starting to see that, everyone was enjoying their summer. Now, towards the end of the summer, they're now focusing on, hey, I want to be here year-round. I don't want to rent. I want to purchase something. So that's why we're seeing this uptick. And I wouldn't be surprised over the upcoming weeks, we're going to see some a lot more listings going into contract. When you compare it to 2019 on a normal year, there were only 18 listings that went into contract. Mm. So from 2021 at 48, 2019, 18, that's an increase of 167% from 2019. So it's definitely strong to see. However, inventory. It seems to be an issue out here. There were only 25 new listings that came onto the market. So at 48 going into contract, that decreases the overall inventory of the Hamptons by 23 listings. Mm-hmm. Okay. The breakdown of those 25 new listings that came onto the market, there was one over 20 million, one between 10 and 20 million, four between 4 and 6 million, nine between 2 and 4 million, and only 10 million under 2 million that came onto the market. So this has been the narrative. Inventory is low. So if the inventory was high, there would be more listings going into contract. Mm-hmm. So it's reflective of what's going on in the market. So even though it's a low inventory, the 48 number is still very strong. And we just, it's a great time to list your home.
There you
it's
go.
It's never been better. There's never been a better time in the history of the Hamptons to list your home.
Yes.
Perfect. Lee, thank you so much for joining us.
You're
appreciate
quite
it, guys.
Thank you.
Once again, the Happening in the Hamptons podcast is sponsored by New York Title Abstract, the Hamptons' leading title insurance firm. Visit newyorktitle.com or titleinsurance.com. I'm Andrew Dowd. Enjoy your Labor Day. Thanks so much for listening, and that is what's happening in the Hamptons.